Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Rocket Richard, not a rookie anymore. First up, the nickname. Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I like Rocket Richard. I like it a lot.
Greg Papa gave it to you. Now, did you have to tweak it a little bit?
Because
originally it was something else, right?
Yeah, we had to tweak it a little bit. So at first he was calling me Pocket Rocket. And I was like, man, Pocket just seems so small. I'm not that small. I'm like, I like Rocket Richard better. He was like, no, I like that too. He was like, but you know why I gave you that? Because it was, I guess, like a hockey player back in the day, Rocket.
Oh, okay.
So he was called like Pocket Rocket or Rocket Richard too. So that's why he came up with that name. So, but we agreed that Rocket Richard was the way to go.
Nice. You guys are working together. I like it. So year two, how are things different? I know the first year everyone talks about the speed in the NFL, et cetera. How have things been different for you?
The game has slowed down for me. I've really realized that experience in this league really matters, getting those snaps, getting those reps out there, and, you know, just getting that in-game experience every week, week in, week out, really helps. So the game has slowed down for me. I think I'm a better player this year than I was last year. I'm more honed in on, you know, my craft at a running back, knowing that I wasn't just surviving to try to make the team. You know, I was able to go into training camp and actually work on my craft and try to develop my skill and work on things I wasn't good at, instead of just, you know, showing them everything that I can do to try to make the team.
Take me back to that last game, the atmosphere at the Coliseum. I wasn't there, but I was on my feet, and I can't say everything that was coming out of my mouth was G-rated. I mean, you guys had to be pumped up, and the fans must have been screaming.
It was one of those games, after you get into the locker room, you just got goosebumps. You know, that was a game that I'll never forget. Obviously, I would say that it's a historic game as far as, like, the zero on the clock and the amount of plays that we had after the game was technically over. The ups and downs in that game, we were down, having to come back, fighting, coming off a losing streak and be able to get that win on primetime football, Thursday night, everybody's watching, and then a divisional opponent too. So that was a must-have for us. But that inside of that stadium was crazy.
All right, so let's get to our five questions.
Yeah.
Get to know you a little bit. Some things have changed in the off season. I see a ring on your finger.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I'm married. Got married.
Yeah, you got married. So do you have a honey-do list yet, or is this still the honeymoon phase?
We're still like in the honeymoon phase. Okay. Still like jumping around and doing different things. Like, we went to LA this weekend, relaxed, chilled. My little cousin was in town, so he came to watch the game Thursday night, and he was with us. But we got some things planned in off season.
All right, so Halloween is coming up.
Yeah.
Going back to your youth, is there a costume that you remember fondly?
I used to always want to be like Dracula. I don't know.
That's a good one. I could see that. You've got like a little Dracula look going on right now.
Yeah, I do, with like the jacket and everything. But I used to be like a vampire a lot.
Are you going to maybe bring out the vampire look this year? Are you going to dress up at all?
I don't know if I'm going to do the vampire look. I'll switch it up, though. I might.
You are going to dress up?
Yeah,
Is it a surprise?
It might be a surprise.
Okay.
I might dress up as a Rocket.
Oh, very nice.
I might
Rocket
dress up
Richard.
As a Rocket.
Okay, I like it. Your least favorite food.
Oh, least favorite food. I hate lima beans.
Mm.
I do not like lima beans. My mom used to make something back in the day called like succotash. It's like rice, sausage, corn, and like lima beans. And it's just food, and I could never eat it. I was like, the lima beans.
Your teammates told me that they're serving up a lot of kale right now
in
the kitchen.
I love kale, though.
You'll do kale.
I'll do kale, not lima beans.
If they serve you lima beans and they're telling you this is going to make you faster, better on the field, no. Okay.
No.
Favorite non-football activity? Traveling. Seems to be something of interest.
Yeah,
video games.
I played video games a little bit. I actually took up the guitar a little bit. I need to get back on that. I was taking guitar lessons.
Like, you could bring the guitar here and we
could
make a segment out of it.
Yeah.
You can actually play a song.
Yeah, I could. I'm almost to a song.
Do you sing while you jam?
No, I don't sing. I can harmonize a little bit. My mom used to make me be in the choir when I was growing up.
Okay.
I was in the choir until I was 18.
Oh, so you can carry a tune. So something you're not good at that you wish you were?
Something I'm not good at that I wish I was good at. Skateboarding. I skateboarded a little bit growing up, but like, I'm not really good at it. But I wish I was good at it. I like skateboarding.
Yeah, I'm sure Jack would like to keep you off
No,
the
yeah,
skateboard.
He would. We'll they just would. They would not like that.
Pretend that we're not focusing on the skateboard at all. Jalen,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
No,
keep up the good work on the field. Keep it here. More to come on the Silver and Black Show.